Yeah, you look at me. You see who I am. I'm just a man. You judge me. But you can't understand. I'm just a man. Yeah, there's more to me than meets the eye. I guess you can say, I'm not your average guy. Well, something. No one can understand. Yeah, I was born with a woman's intuition. Even though I'm just a man. Yeah, some people call it some kind of sixth sense. I'm just a man. I don't care what they say. I don't claim to be something I'm not, but there's some things I know that can't be taught. There's no way for you to understand. Well, I was born with a woman's intuition, even though I'm just a man. Yeah, I was born with a woman's intuition. I understand the cycle of the moon and the surf and the sun and the sea and the sand. I was born with a woman's intuition. Yeah, even though I'm just a man. Come on! Yeah. How I was born with a woman's intuition. Yeah, even though I'm just a man. Yeah, I was born with a woman's intuition. Even though I'm just a man. I'm just a man. I'm born with a woman's intuition. Even though I'm just a man. I'm just a man. I understand the cycle of the moon and the surf and the sun and the sea and the sand. I was born with a woman's intuition, even though I'm just a man. Come on!
Connecticut. One. Thank you.
welcome to Music of Recent Centuries. I hope you all are having a lovely evening. Tonight's show is going to feature some of Handel's water music, and I'm going to just play some, and I'll talk a little bit about it in a few minutes. I hope you enjoy. Hello and welcome back. I hope you enjoyed the music we've heard so far. I just want to take a second and give a little bit of a background on Handel's Water Music, which is generally broken up into three suites, which we'll hear all of them tonight. And so they were composed by Handel to be performed on the river in London while King George I was traveling up the Thames towards Chelsea. And so the king was on one barge, and a group of 50 musicians was on another barge, which escorted him up the river and then back down again, playing through the three sets of the water music for about 4 hours, because the king enjoyed it so much. And it's actually rumored that the water music was composed to help King George sort of focus, help King George have the people of London focus their attention back to him and away from his son, who was known for throwing lavish parties and, you know, held more of a large spot in the public eye than his father did. And so he commissioned this music to have this sort of grand performance and bring attention to him and away from his son, which is sort of an interesting piece of information about the music. And now we're going to hear a little bit more, and then I'll talk a little bit about some of the themes and sort of other things that Handel included in the music in a little bit. Hope you enjoy.
Thank you.
welcome back. I hope you all enjoyed that next section of the water music, which we heard. Now I'm just going to a couple of things that I wanted to note. One is that, as you maybe could tell, maybe not, is that each of these pieces, they're much shorter sort of than other pieces, and they're all different dances. So each piece is a different dance, as you can tell by the sort of upbeat, short pieces. They're all different sort of kinds of dances. And it's at this time, it's unknown exactly what order Handel would have had them played in, because they were sort of arranged after his death and are put together in terms of which keys they're composed in. So we don't actually know what order he would have wanted, but based on the key, this is the arrangement we've arrived upon now. And I'm going to play a couple more, and then I have two other things that I want to share. And without further ado, here's some more.
Thank you.
everyone, welcome back. I hope you enjoyed those last couple of pieces. So, interestingly enough, this very Baroque piece by Handel, after World War II, the phenomenon of performing these Baroque works on so-called original instruments from the time period sort of became very popular. Generally, they were not, played for concert enjoyment and were more sort of an academic interest and almost sort of a project or a study, as these original instruments were often sort of imbalanced or very out of tune. But after, after World War II into the mid 20th century, it became popular to play these both on original instruments and at a concert level, which is sort of what we heard now, which I thought is very interesting. And it really brings sort of a very accurate, full life to the music played on instruments as it would have been during the time period of when it premiered, which is something I really enjoy. And we have a few moments left, and I just want to say I thank you all for listening, and I hope you all will tune in again for the May show, the third Sunday of the month at 7 p.m., which will be the final show of Music of Recent Centuries. So I hope you all will join me for that, the last show. And so for the last few minutes of this show, I'm going to play a few more pieces of water music, and I hope you all enjoy, and we'll tune in again next month.